Welcome, everybody. It's time again for the one show that takes a look at business from a different perspective, the coaching perspective, with Master Certified Business Coach, Doug DeFeller. Hey, Doug.
Hey, Paul. Good to talk to you. Well, look, welcome, everybody, to today's episode of the Coaching Perspective. Our topic for today is, will next year be any different than last year? And we'll find out in a minute. So first, I'm your host, Doug DeFeller. I've been a Master Certified Coach by the International Coach Federation since 1999. And I've been coaching business owners, senior executives, and their teams for, 20 years here in Southern California, all under the banner of the Coaching Perspective. If you'd like to know more about my coaching services, just go to the website, www.thecoachingperspective.com, or you can reach me at 714-726-8354. Well, let's get to the show for today. You know, will next year be any different than last year? This is the time of year for looking ahead to a new year, and it should also be the time to reflect on what we've really learned from the last year. Whether you're a coach working with your clients on this or just doing it for yourself, I'd like to talk today about how to change this from a long-term exercise to a quick inspirational conversation that will give you a jump start on 2015. Well, let's start with how long this should take. You know, in fact, this is the reason that so many of us put off doing any forward planning. We just don't have the time or the energy to sit and think this hard for hours at a time. What if you allocated just 1 hour, no more, no less, to working on this, with the idea that then at the end of that hour that you'd put it aside, what you had done, come back to what you'd written down in a week and see if it still made any sense? You know, I have found time and time again that when you set these kinds of deadlines to work on projects that are basically thinking projects, you are always amazed by what you can generate within that time frame. When you don't set a deadline, it's like your brain just goes off into never, never land. If you can even get yourself started on the project, you know, I mean, I admit when somebody says, you know, what are you planning for next year? You know, I kind of go into la la land. Well, the trick here is to stay focused for the full hour, to write down your ideas without getting sidetracked as to why they will not work or what it would take to make them work. You know, I've mentioned this in the past. Cal Newport, in his blog Study Hacks, great blog, talks about the fact that many of us have lost the ability to stay focused and to do really hard thinking on one problem at a time. You know, this is a skill that, like every other muscle in our body, it needs to be worked out on a regular basis and developed over time if you're to achieve its full capability. We are so geared into multitasking. You know, I get caught up in it here on the radio show. Sometimes I'm not in the studio. I'm talking to the producer. We're hooked up over Skype. He's broadcasting the show over the internet. And in the middle of something, he will text me a message on Skype, and it's like I'm trying to listen to the guest. I'm trying to read the script. I'm trying to read the message that's coming through. And guess who's getting my attention? Absolutely nobody. So if you are going to look at how you're going to plan next year, will it be any different than last year? Set aside an hour and commit yourself to staying focused on just this issue, no interruptions, and really go at it. Now, I think the best place to start planning for next year is by reviewing what you've done in the past year. And I'm going to share with you some of the things that I've done. That doesn't make them the only way to do it. It doesn't even make it the best way to do it. But it works for me, and maybe it'll give you an idea of how you can adapt what I've done to make it really work for you. The first thing that I do is I pull up my calendar on the computer and I look at the month view, and I go back to January and I start thumbing through the months. And what I'm looking for is how I spent my time in terms of big chunks of time. I'm looking for, when was I on vacation? When did I take a day off? When did I have family time. I want to see where my time went in terms of big blocks. Now, you know, I did this this week so that when I talked about it on the show today, I wouldn't be talking about something that wasn't genuine, that I hadn't done myself. And what I found out when I went back and looked at the months for 2014, I found out that I did take about 2 weeks plus of vacation, but I took it in short trips, not the long, the big one-time vacation that I had thought I would take. So going into the year, I, you know, said I'm going to take 2-3 weeks. We're going to go do this big vacation. We're really excited about it. You know, and then life happens, and all year long I've been feeling kind of guilty about, we didn't take any vacation, and that's really, you know, kind of my fault. But when I went back and looked at the calendar, hey, we did take some vacation. We just didn't take it in one lump sum. We took it in a number of really fun 3-4 day kinds of trips. I found out when I was looking at this month view that I did achieve the change in my work schedule to that I had set as a goal at the beginning of the year, and that was to not have any regularly scheduled events on Fridays for most weeks. And most weeks I was able to do that. That's kind of what I got from the big picture. When did I work? Where did my time really kind of go? Were there any big surprises? And I was pleasantly surprised on the vacation thing, and I was feeling kind of good about the fact that I had really sort of pretty close to consistently adhered to this schedule of not booking regular events on Friday. So next I went to the weekly view, and I stepped through the year week by week with a pad and pencil next to me, kind of looking or keeping track of where I spent my time. Now, for me, what I was interested in was where did I spend my time in terms of clients? How much time did I spend with different clients? And I'm not talking about tracking 20, 30-minute sessions. I'm talking about looking at each week and identifying, you know, that, hey, as a general rule, I talk to this client once a week throughout the whole year, or we had regular face-to-face meetings every 2 weeks, whatever it was. I wanted to track how many speaking engagements I had. I wanted to track how many radio shows. Where did I spend my time networking? What I was looking for was, were there any surprises here? If you're like me and somebody asks me, gee, Doug, what was last year like? My response is pretty much geared to what it's been like in the last 2 weeks. I don't necessarily have at the grasp of my fingertips, at the front of my memory, how it's been for the whole year. So this forces me to go back and look at it. Well, what kind of surprises did I find? Well, I almost hit my goal of 36 radio shows. Actually, it was 32. So I felt pretty good about that. But I fell short on my goal for guests on the radio show. I had targeted to have guests on 24 of the shows, and I really only hit 17. So this was a chance for me to reflect, what was wrong here? Was the target out of whack? Was it unrealistic? Why did I not hit the target? What did it take to get guests on the show? Did I follow up on people that said they were interested? Did I make sure that people knew how to contact me to say that they wanted to be on the show? Did I go to enough networking events that I met new, interesting, exciting people that I wanted to have on the show? So as a result, not only did I observe in looking at the calendar where my time went, but most importantly, it sort of gave me a chance to reflect on why did I not hit my goal and what does that mean? I then, you know, I was kind of finished with my calendar, so I looked at my billings, my financial reports to sort of track, you know, did I get new clients? Did I lose any clients? What does the revenue picture look like? Did I hit it? Did I not hit it? What were the things that caused me to either do better or do worse, you know, and what does that mean? Am I comfortable with that? Where do I want to go? So one of the key things as you're going back and looking at all of this is sort of not just to statistically track it, but to question yourself as to, are you okay with this or are you not okay with it? And what would you do differently? So I want to look at, you know, I want to feel good about how the year went. You know, so often we focus on what went wrong. This was a bad week because I missed two appointments, or this was a bad week because somebody canceled, or whatever it was, rather than looking at what was the year like. And, you know, I look back and said, hey, I've had a great year. And I don't want to be kidding myself about where my time and efforts have really gone. One of the things that helps me with this exercise of looking back and planning forward, which I consider one exercise, not two separate ones, is that every year my coach, Cynthia Lloyd-Darce, sends me and her other clients a list of questions and suggests that we spend the last coaching session of the year going over them. You know, and I've seen lots of lists by other coaches and from other consultants. It doesn't take much for you to Google this and develop your own list of questions. I have found that, you know, in looking at all of these lists, I just want to share with you a sample of some of the questions that I found to be very, very helpful in looking back. One is, what was my main success for the last year? You know, again, we are so focused on what went wrong. And as I thought about it, I was able to list two or three things that I felt really good that were big successes for the year. The next question was, what lessons or learnings or reminders do I want to take away from what happened in this last year? Were there things that happened that really I want to make sure don't happen again? Or were there things that happened that I want to make sure don't happen accidentally? Let's plan and make sure they happen again. So what kind of lessons were really learned here? The next question might be, what didn't I complete that still needs to be done? You know, I'm not talking about to-do lists here. I'm talking about big things. Were there any big things that, you know, we're at the end of the year, there's only a few days left. What is it that I'm going to end the year not having done that I thought was important to get done this year? Along those same lines, what is it that I need to let go of? You know, there's always things that we sort of nag ourselves about, that I should do this or I should do that. And when we really look at it, we go, you know, it doesn't make any difference whether I did it or not. So there were some things that I decided that, you know what, I can let go of those. It's okay if they don't happen this year or next year or ever. Okay, the maybe the most difficult question for me, what is it that I was the most proud of in the last year? Really good question to look at. What did you do that you are really proud of that is an accomplishment that you kind of want to point, whether you mention it to other people or you're just pointing it out to yourself? Because I find that the answer to this question is going to play really a very significant role in going forward and setting your goals for the next year. What were my biggest disappointments from the last year? You know, what things didn't happen that really bothered me? Was it losing a client? Was it mishandling a situation when I was involved in maybe a conflict coaching situation? Or was it not being prepared for something? Having done all that, it's now time to kind of look and say, you know, if I'm going to put a label on 2014, what would I say was the theme for this last year? Was the theme maybe growth or new revenue? Or new clients, or expansion into a different geographic area, or specialization, or whatever it might be for you? What is, you know, looking at sort of what you were the most proud of, what were the biggest accomplishments, what were the big successes, what would you say was the theme for last year? Once you've got that, now you almost automatically are in a good position to then say, gee whiz, what do I kind of want the theme for next year to be? And I found that as I write down the answers to these questions, I start to get clear about what I didn't do, and I start to think about why. And was this really something that I wanted, or was it just sort of a passing fad goal? You know, I mean, I can go back and look at last year, looked at January, and I had specifically listed in a goal that I wanted to achieve and a number of action items to achieve it, and that was in January, and then I never touched that goal again all year long and never even thought about it. And you know what? I don't miss it a bit. It sounded like a good idea sort of in the heat of the moment of goal setting, but it wasn't something that was really sticky. It wasn't something that was important enough to me to really stay with it and work hard at it. So you want to get clear about what it is you really want to do. All right, once you've kind of looked at this recap of last year, then it's kind of time to start looking at the next year and saying, where do I want to go? You know, and I like to, now remember, we've allocated an hour to do this, so we don't have a lot of time. So I've identified just four areas that if I can jot something down in these four areas in this one planning time frame, I'll be in really good shape to pick it up a week from now and go forward. So the first is, what are the goals that I would set? Having done this review of last year, what goals would I set for next year? That means if I achieved it in the next year, I'd feel really successful. Or, you know, what made me really proud last year that I want to build on for this next year? So I don't want 10 goals. I want one or two things that are really important to me as goals in total. The next question is, what's my strategy? This is the plan that I'm going to develop to achieve those goals. So if my goal is to, let's say, build my coaching business, then my strategy might be, I need to do more networking. I need to advertise. I need to be more active with social media. I need to develop a program for meeting more people who fit the profile of the clients that I want to have. But that's sort of the strategy. It isn't necessarily exactly everything you're going to do. It's the big picture of how what you need to do or what you need to focus on to achieve your goal. The next area that I look at is really systems. These are the sort of the daily activities and procedures that you engage in that get the job done. So what are the systems that I need to establish to be able to achieve these goals? And how am I going to monitor these systems? Or, you know, what is the process that I'm going to set up to make sure that these systems stay in place? So unlike the goal from January of this year that I never looked at again, I want to set up a system here that says, okay, if my goal was to grow the business and my strategy was to do more networking, then the systems I might set up is to identify networking opportunities, make time to go to three of them a week, and then to track them on a monthly basis and review every month when I do my financial reporting how many networking events I went to, how many people I met, and what was the follow-up. So that would be the system. Now, again, we're looking at sort of top-level identification of what systems need to be put into place. And the last area is, having looked at goals, strategy, and systems, what becomes really obvious is what skills are needed to make this work that maybe I don't have. So if some of the skills that were needed were a more active involvement in social media, I might identify that I need a social media consultant to work with me. Maybe web design, maybe update the newsletter, maybe help me post things to social media on a more regular basis. Those would be things that I would need. Those are skill sets I might not have. If I'm looking to do to meet more people, make them more aware of my coaching. Maybe I'm the shyest person in the world. This one isn't true. And I can't do any networking. So maybe I look at how do I find a business development person that can sell my coaching services for me that will go out there and network and make people aware of what I do. And then what is the sort of monitoring system that I am then gonna set up? So those are the things that whether you're a coach and you're doing this for your client or whether you're just doing this for yourself, I mean, I really strongly advocate that you look at in this hour, you focus on two things, the review of the past year. What is it telling you about successes, failures, things that you're happy about, things that you're disappointed about? And then how does that play into what would you like to do? How would you like to be different this next year? Or how would you like to work to preserve or guarantee that nothing is different if you're happy with it just the way it is? Now, one of the other things that I sort of tag on to this when I work with my clients on this is that I also like to give them a list of sort of possible coaching topics and just sort of touch base and review with them and go, okay, we started a coaching engagement. When we started the coaching engagement, we agreed to coach on these things. We've been doing it maybe for a couple of months, maybe for a couple of years, whatever. Let's relook at that. And I'm going to give you a list of topics. I want you to go through those. And I want you to identify which of these topics would you be interested in getting more coaching on? And how would you rank those topics? How would you prioritize them so that if there's more than one, we would know which ones to address first? So, you know, this is a broad list of things. It can include time management. It can include team building. It can include communication skills, maybe coaching on how to run meetings, maybe coaching on how to manage your stress and energy levels. Maybe coaching on your relationships with your employees, from training to hiring to firing to performance reviews and motivating them. Maybe it's coaching on sales and marketing and some specific areas of that. Maybe it's some coaching on goal setting and monitoring systems to ensure that you do it. Maybe it's on delegation. Maybe many of us have difficulty delegating. Everybody that tells me delegating doesn't work, I automatically assume that they never really got a good education on how to delegate, that they learned how to give people things, but they never learned how to follow up and follow through. Maybe it's coaching on networking or leadership. Maybe it's coaching on financial management or negotiations or strategic planning. Maybe it's something that isn't on my list, so you tell me what it is you'd like to be coached on. Maybe it isn't a business topic. Maybe it's family relations. Maybe it's career transition, whatever it might be. So this is to me, it is a good way to sort of reaffirm with the client that what we agreed to coach on, what we've been working on, is still what they want to work on. Many times they'll look at the list and come back and go, you know what, I don't want to, I like what we've been working on. I'm not comfortable that we've achieved it yet. I want to keep working on that and get better. Great. I just want to know that I am still gearing our coaching around what is truly relevant to the client and that the coaching is going to give them what they're really looking for. Guess what? We took 27 minutes to talk about an exercise that I'm saying you can do in 60 minutes. I took more time talking about it than it almost takes to do it. I really stress the fact here that give yourself a deadline. Give yourself an hour. Now, to be honest, I sort of reviewed my calendar in one session, and I didn't really track the time. I don't know whether it took me 15 minutes or 20 minutes. But the next session, I really watched the clock, and I said, okay, I've got this blank sheet of paper. I've got these questions. I want to identify how the year went, and I want to set up some goals and strategy and systems and skill evaluation for what I want to do in the next year. And I'm going to get that written down all in an hour. And at the end of that hour, I was really quite pleasantly surprised at the number of ideas that came out of my head and ended up on a piece of paper. Now, is it a finished product? No. First place, it needs to percolate. It needs to sit for a week for me to come back to it a week from now and look at it and go, what in the world were you thinking, Doug? You're not really interested in that, or you forgot about this, you know, you forgot about that. And with that to start with, a second hour invested on it starts to let me produce a sort of detailed action plan of what I really need to do to work on the year. But it gives me enough to pass on to my coach, my accountability coach, and say, this is my plan for the year. I want you to sort of make sure we review this on a regular basis and that I am working on the right things here. When are you going to set aside the hour to review this year and to set your goals for next year? That's the question here. Get your calendar out. Figure out whether you're going to be able to do it before the end of the year, or is it going to be something you're going to do the first week back in January? Either way, put it on your calendar and get going on it. Well, look, let me just say as we sign off for the year, I want to thank you, our audience, and thank our guests, thank our producer for all of the work that really helped grow the show this last year, that made it better than the year before, that gave us the excitement and the stimulation to continue to work on it and make it even better next year. I can't say it's a task. It's a love I have. Like doing this. I hope that you have enjoyed what we've talked about today. If it didn't ring a bell with you, that's okay. Go to our website, go to our Podbean site, and look at some of the other topics that we've had on the show, from other guests to myself. And I'm sure you're going to find some information there that is just what you need to help you get going this next year. So this is Doug Gefeller. I hope you enjoyed the show today, that the discussion has provided you with new ideas and information that you can put to use immediately to identify and achieve your goals. Have a great holiday.